Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome, Shasti, to Beauty Revival. This is so much fun.
Oh my God.
On my podcast. I love this. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. And thank you for starting your own podcast. That was about time. I think people are probably really, really excited to listen to your podcast because you have so much experience and you have so much to offer and you're just such a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you did inspire me. I have to say, though, because I already had started, it took me like 4 or 5 months. It was a lot of work to get the podcast up. And I was already in the process of all of that when you had me on your podcast or your YouTube channel the first time. And when I saw the response of the women and how much they responded like to your authenticity, I was like, okay, this is the key because we need to do more long format, so talking about all of these things and really connecting with people. And as far as building a business or a brand or anything, like there is no better way. People are like spending a fortune out there trying to wave their sign on the corner, or I'm so skeptical. I don't like doing marketing that is, I'm not going to say tricking people into buying my products, but I want to get to know people. I want them to get to know me. And, you know, that's what makes people trust you. And it's about building the trust. And so you totally inspired me. I was like, okay, I know I'm on the right path. And then when I finally got it up, literally, you were like, and I'm starting my new podcast. My first episode is Friday. And I was like, okay, we've been on the exact same thing. Oh, and that's why I go back to my beauty revival is really about inspiration and like divinely orchestrated events. And I'm like, it really revalidated that you and I were super aligned. And so I know I said that on your show, and I want to say it again, that you're a great example of a woman that's aligned with your mission because you're a whistleblower. You're calling yourself Hollywood's troublemaker, which I love.
I just started doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So people that don't know you from my following, you were in the middle. You're a celebrity reporter. You've done hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of interviews. You're from Norway and you've been in the middle of this Hollywood scene forever. And when this whole Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing broke out, you posted a video demonstrating how rude she was to you 10 years ago. I was filling my mom in on it all last night.
You were?
It's just like, yeah. And I'm like, do you even know about this? But it's, who doesn't know about this? So you went viral with this video. And ever since, you've been attacked by their camp and along with a lot of other influencers. And so every day you've been keeping people up to speed on the truth and the reality of what's been happening. And that's scary. So I'll let you talk about it if you want to chime in. You've been through a lot the last few months.
Yeah, it's interesting. Thinking back, you know, August 10th was the day that I posted my interview with Blake Lively. So it's almost been a year, and it's been like a crazy year. And I have to say one thing, though. There is such a silver lining here, because sometimes when you get an opportunity that you would never expect would arrive and you just grab it, which is basically what I did. When I posted that interview with Blake Lively, I was like, okay, I showed up someone that was being mean on camera. I did not think about what they would actually mean down the line, what could come from that. And as you said, it went viral and it got so much attention, and I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell but people then, about the little bump, because if they don't know.
Oh, my God. Yes.
The little
so
bump.
I started off the interview by saying, congrats on your little bump. It was actually a big bump because she was like 8 months pregnant. And then she just shot back at like, congrats on your little bump. And at that moment, I was like, whoa, okay, I obviously wasn't pregnant. And then from that, it just started derailing and she started ignoring me. And then she made a point out of me being a sexist for asking her about the costumes in the movie. She
They were looked, like bullying you.
Yeah,
like
really.
Mean it girls was, club.
Totally. And the reason why it went viral was because people were reacting to it. And like I was talking about the silver lining, what came first was that a lot of people reached out to me saying, oh my God, by you showing us that video, it really helped me deal with the feelings that I had around these things when I felt I was bullied. You know, someone said to me, I showed this to my daughter. She's been bullied at school. And it was so good for her, comforting for her to see that this happens to grown-ups as well. And you can, you know, stand up against it like I did. It was years later, but I did. And I have to say the most crazy silver lining that came from this was that I started this YouTube show. I had just posted a lot of my interviews on YouTube, not with any context around them really. And then when that came out and a lot of people started talking about
it. You were doing that for like 10 years, right? That was a long time.
Yeah. I had 500 interviews, I think, on my channel. And then I never really commented and talked about them. But then I was like, everyone else started talking about that interview. So I was like, oh, I need to comment on what actually happened there because people started making their own theories around it.
Commentary. And it birthed all of this.
And it was like, oh, she was told this before. It was like all these like conspiracy theories. I'm like, I need to shut this down. So I went on my own channel and I said, okay, I want to explain what happened here. And those videos in the beginning got like a million views. And I was like, whoa, okay, I need to continue talking. So then I started talking about my other experiences in Hollywood, some good, some bad. And I talked about some of my techniques that I use when I interview people. I talked about my best experiences. I just try to post a couple of episodes a week. And then that big lawsuit happened and the New York Times reported on it. And I was dragged through the mud in New York Times saying that I was a part of the smear campaign.
Into the whole lawsuit.
Yeah, that too. So, and from that, then I started reporting on the lawsuits. And recently, my YouTube channel was subpoenaed by Blake Lively. And my name was in all
and
the subpoenas.
And your bank accounts.
Yeah, bank account, credit card number. They wanted everything. All my personal information. And I was like, no.
How is that even legal? Has anyone ever done that to anyone?
I don't understand how it's legal.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Like, for someone to come and just like now, because you're talking to me about Blake Lively, they were just going to subpoena you and get your credit card number.
It's like,
and
are we in Russia all of a sudden?
Yeah, exactly.
So you've been fighting for the USA. Well, and now you're safe out of it. Thank God for you.
Yeah.
You're in Spain right now. I'm so you were getting like death threats and they said they knew where you lived and it was just out of control because you were standing up, speaking the truth consistently and along with like probably another, 20 people or something online. Andy from Popcorn Planet.
A lot of people have been interested in this because it is a very fascinating thing that one person comes out and accuses this man of serious things. And then it turns out that nothing really happened as far as I can see from all the evidence that we've seen. But it was 1 week there where everyone was like, wow, Blake Lively is a victim of this. And then it turned out that we all saw the evidence and it was like, oh no, that's not really what happened.
Yeah, he had the receipts and showed footage and things that reneged the things he was saying. I just have noticed it's something in society where like the things are being uncovered. It's a theme and it's happening in politics. It's happening globally, like this affair that was just uncovered, the astronomer thing. Like it's, and you're doing it. And then when I came on your show, I was talking more too about like celebrities that weren't nice to me over the years. And you end up feeling shame. Oh, and they have so much power. And when they treat somebody that's underneath them, like dirt, it should be called out. And so I think we're just evolving in some ways in society where there's a lot of backlash and people are like, we're not putting up with this anymore. The whole P. Diddy thing coming out, it's just been thing after thing. And yeah, this is just culturally, I think, very symbolic. And it takes a brave person to stand up and put that out there. And again, you're getting backlash for it, but look at the end result. Like, they dropped all the subpoenas, right? Like, you guys are
not
doing
all
more
of them
the work
yet,
than
though.
The attorneys. What?
Yeah, they didn't drop all of them yet, though. But still, they dropped everyone that fought back. They dropped right their and my subpoena. But there's a lot. There's still 35 people out there.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, well, I think that what happened was that they really underestimated all of us journalists or content creators and underestimated us and thought, oh, they're not going to fight back. They're not going to have
to. They just look down
this.
On
they're
you.
Not gonna,
yeah, like they're in Hollywood, they're in movies, you guys are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they don't realize that the whole world has shifted. That's why I don't even have TV anymore, to real content when you could choose who you follow. And it's just a completely different stream of information, which they say is more credible now than all of that. So they underestimated you guys for sure. And the backlash with all of your followers, everyone's been donating money and to everyone's channels, when even lay people writing letters to the court to Judge Lehman.
Yeah.
Was it you that posted the photo of the astronomer, the Jumbotron reenactment with Judge Lehman and Blake Lively?
Yes, someone sent me that. I thought it was amazing. Yeah.
The humor is the best. Hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. Honestly. Well, you're amazing. Everyone absolutely loves you. Do you think you're going to have to go to court over this, or is it probably not? They're kind of leaving you out of it now?
Let's see if it goes to court. People are saying that they probably won't. But they said that this entire time, and now it's gone so far that I feel like...
Yeah, can you imagine? It's going to be ridiculous.
But I don't think I could be called in from Blake Lively's side, but I could maybe be called in as a witness for Justin Baldoni. Saying I was not a part of a smear campaign, and I can prove that I wasn't, because a lot of what they're basing her fall from grace on is that interview that I posted. That was like the final nail in her coffin after she'd been like promoting the movie, like really tone deaf promotion and
with
just
her
like
hair care line.
Plugging, yes. And booze. It's like, no.
Yeah, Betty Booze.
Yeah. So I think maybe they will call me in as a witness. I'll be happy to be a witness for him.
Yeah.
Of course.
You'd be a good one.
Yeah, I hope so. I've been thinking about it and I was like, what am I going to feel like being up on a stand looking down at Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively? That's a terrifying thought.
That is really I'm going to have to come with and be your makeup artist.
Yes,
I'm coming with. Yeah, seriously. I am coming with. I'll be like videoing you from the back.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Please.
That could be exciting. It needs to be a movie, seriously. So you're in Spain. How do you feel about going back to LA? Do you feel like, I know you do a lot of events and stuff, and do you feel like most celebrities are embracing of you? Like you said before, talking about being in the bathroom and so's in the bathroom. Do people like say, good job? Or do you get any like kudos from, because they all have to know who you are now, is more than just the person that has interviewed them for a press junket.
I don't know. I don't know how much they follow this. And I don't know how many. I mean, I did get a very sweet message on Instagram from Naomi. Oh gosh, now I can't remember her name.
Campbell?
No, hold on. I'm going to find her. Sorry. And Naomi, I have to look at my profile, which is terrible. But I did a video on every of the celebrities that I really, let's see if it's this one. Is it her? No. Oh my God, that's terrible. I don't remember her name.
Keep looking. And in the meantime, I just want to mention, you can tell everyone where your YouTube channel is. We just did a video on there, which you've also been calling out a lot of the fakeness in Hollywood and shifted. We talked about this on your other episode. I feel like I was on the one, but I guess I just watched. We just did one. I'm confused. But basically talking about all these celebrities like J-Lo and Halle Berry, like running around, making sure everyone sees their vaginas upside down and just out of control, running around in their bathing suits. Mama Hayek just had a video out and everything is just about, wow, you know, you're so stunning and sexy, and how it's all just, I think, a flawed premise. We talked a lot about it on the episode. It's like false advertising, your past fertility, and it's like, what is the end result you're trying to get from this? So you're doing a lot more content in that regard. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking from my own perspective. And sometimes I'm a little scared of talking about these things because I'm like, I wonder if other women feel the same way. Because I've been scrolling and following a lot of celebrities because I talk about them as well on my channel. And as you said, I feel like I see all these women, especially my age and older, all the time in their bikinis, dancing around. There was this Halle Berry video where she's dancing around. And they're pretending it to be like, I am such a liberated, free woman. But the reality is that they're just dying for validation, for all of us to worship them and say, oh my God, you have an amazing body. And I feel one thing is, if you're just recording a video like that and posting it on Instagram and captioning it, look at my amazing body, I worked so hard for this, I'm going to show it off to everyone. Fine. Be honest about it. Don't pretend that you're just like, and of course, I'm thinking
showing us the sunset.
So yes, it's like, no, you're not showing the sunset. You are actually just wanting us to say that you look
thirst
amazing.
Because,
yes, exactly. How sexy am I? And I don't think it's good for, I don't think they're good role models if we have to ever put that on them, that that's their responsibility. But I want to, when I see other women that I can admire, I want to admire their intellect. I want to admire that they have something to offer. Something that, you know, validates others and something that gives us some value. In that video, I actually also mentioned Jessica Biel, who did that. Because people were like, oh, your body looks so amazing in the TV show. You have all the, you're so toned and you look amazing. And she was like, it's impossible to look like this all the time. Blah, blah, blah. That's not sustainable. I will share some of my workout tips with you guys. And she did that. And it was such a valuable video. I tried some of her workout tips afterwards. And I was like, that's the way you do it. You don't have to like brag. And of course, she has a very toned, beautiful physique. Right. And I was looking at it, admiring. Oh, that's, I think.
It's, and it's like, again, you could be a fitness trainer and you're going to show your body and like, this is how to get better abs or whatever. She has to do that as part of her job. And now she's reflecting back and you're learning from, it's a completely different thing than running in circles on your yacht and just making sure paparazzi is there and people just see through it and laugh. But it's nice to hear you actually call it out. And again, that's a lot of what I'm doing too with my own beauty revival podcast, is trying to just share more of who I am, what my journey has been, and just for women to be able to have another voice, in another direction that they could go in. Because you go through different stages in life. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you've gone through your children leaving the home. You feel like you're empty nesting, or other way more stressful situations, and women start to really doubt what their worth is. And especially combined, like, maybe their husband died, they're turning 60, they're turning 70, they're turning 40, whatever. The women turn 30 and have a breakdown about it these days. But so it's just teaching them that you have a mission that God has given you. I have mine. You have yours. We're on our missions. And a lot of it is about giving back and teaching people. And that's what we're supposed to be doing as we mature, is we're supposed to be teaching the younger women of what is to come and being that role model, so they're not afraid. And you know, if they just see a select few are still running around in their bathing suits and they don't hear a word from anyone else, we're not doing society a service. So that's what my goal is.
I wish I said that in my podcast, because that's so well said. That is such a good point.
We'll say it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that is such a valid point in this discussion, that we are supposed to take care of the younger generation of women and make them feel good about themselves and give them the confidence. You know,
we treat our daughters instead of acting, oh, my mom's so cool because we're sisters. We look so much alike. They want to see you be able to be confident at every birthday. Like when my daughter was growing up, I never said the word fat ever. If I had friends come over and would talk about being on a diet, I'd be like, we don't use those words. So like, I didn't want to have her even thinking those things. And so, yeah, you can only do so much though, because then society comes in, and that's where we come in, is we've got to be on our A game. Oh, and keep calling these things out and talking about them. And I think women really love it because it's empowering.
Yeah.
You don't feel powerless. I've lost something. No, you're just getting started. You're just getting revived. So that's what the revival is. So tell everyone where they can find you on your podcast and your regular
show. My podcast on YouTube is Flawsome Talk, FLAAWS. Oh my God.
FLAASOME.
Flawsome Talk.
Took me forever to figure it out.
I think you spelled it wrong. Yeah. So it's Flawsome Talk. It's two A's because my last name is Flaw. Two A's. Anyways. Yes.
Shasti.
Yeah.
Shasti. Took me a while to learn it.
Yeah. My God. I have the worst.
The Norwegian. Everyone knows how to say it now, though. Everyone knows how to say it.
I know. It's so nice.
Everyone talks about you on every single show. I'm always sending them to you, and they all say Shasti. And I'm like, no excuse for me to not have it right now. But
oh my God, that's so nice. Yeah, I never said my name like that when I was, for the 20 years I've lived in the US, I always said Kirsty. But now it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to start saying my name the way
I love it. Well, it's part of your appeal too. We love that you're not American. And maybe we can do this again. I want to talk about cultural differences like in Europe compared to here. Because I wanted to ask you about that too. But let's make that another one if you're down for it.
And yes.
I just want to say we love you. We can't get enough of you. So keep at it.
Oh, thank you, Mary Beth.
And as on your podcast, I said if anyone buys anything from my podcast, I'll throw out at least my one anchor special I have up right now, which is the Lift and Snap Serum with my concealer for $99. Shasti is getting a cut of it for all of her legal fees. It's our donation for her 3-day spa trip. We want you to just go and relax and, just recoup and get ready. Ready to come back up fighting for all of us and our free speech. So thank you. You're amazing.
This was amazing. Oh my God. I needed this today.
Oh, yes. I needed revival.
Yes.
Revival.
Thank you. I really feel like this revived me from the inside.
It reminds you that there's a purpose in why you're doing it. And you were called to do this. Like, I have goosebumps all over. So yeah, we got to keep you pumped up and strong.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. We're all really fighting for you.
Thank you.
All right. Till next time. Till
next
tomorrow.
Time.
I'm sure I'll be seeing you here. All right. Bye.
Okay. Let me stop the recording. We'll be right back.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.